人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到 Mercer Island 的市政厅的议员 Benson Wang， 欢迎 Benson。
Today we're welcoming the Mercer Island Councilman Benson Wang. Welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
我们也感谢维静做翻译。我们知道现在呢是一个美国那个华盛顿州的选举的时间啊，就是8月1日是华盛顿州的一个初选的时间。那么 Benson 呢现在是 Mercer Island 的市政厅的议员，他在这次初选当中呢要竞选连任，他也面临了两个那个挑战者，所以呢我们也希望借助这个机会让 Benson 能够在我们的华人听众当中能够使我们听众朋友对他有更好的了解。
So we know in the Washington state the first election time is October the 1st.
The primary election.
August 1st. And you are facing like two candidates this time. We would like to have this opportunity like for you and to talk about more about yourselves for our Chinese like radio audience.
Again, thank you for having me here. And I'm happy to perhaps maybe give people a little bit more about my background. And so I was born in Seattle, and I have five sisters and brothers. I'm the youngest. And my father came to the United States from China, from the Guangzhou area, in 1939, and he ended up in Jonestown, Mississippi.
我就来讲一些关于我自己的背景故事、背景资料。我是从西雅图，我是在西雅图出生，然后并且也在西雅图长大。我有五个兄弟姐妹，我是最年轻的一个。我的父亲从1939年的广州，中国到了西雅图以后，然后居住在了密西西比州。
After serving in the U.S. Army, he relocated. He came to Seattle, and my mother was able to join him in Seattle from China in 1946 or 1947.
然后从在美国参军了以后，我父亲到了西雅图，然后我的母亲也是在1946年或者到1947年的时候，跟着我父亲一起来到了西雅图。
And then they were able to buy a small grocery store on Capitol Hill, and they raised us kids in a small house that was attached to the grocery store.
然后我的父母开了一间比较小的百货超市在 Capitol Hill, 然后也是把我们一家人也是住在一个离百货超市比较近的一个房子里。
我想可以问一下，您父亲去打过仗吗？是在二战的时候。
Have your father ever been in war, like World War II, or?
Yeah, he served in the U.S. Army, and he was a translator, and shortly before the end of the war, he was sent to the Philippines.
我父亲在参军的时候做的是翻译官，然后在二战结束不久以后，他去了菲律宾。
And so, And then again, after I graduated from Franklin High School in Seattle.
He graduated.
Oh, I did.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
我是从西雅图的 Franklin 高中毕业的。
Yeah. And from there I went to college. I went to Yale University and then to University of Pennsylvania Law School.
然后我去了耶鲁大学读的本科，然后又去了宾夕法尼亚大学读的法学院。
But even though I enjoyed the East Coast, I knew I was going to come back to the Seattle area because that's where my family is.
即使我知道我非常喜欢东部沿海东部地区，但是我知道我最终还是会回到西部，毕竟我的家人都在西雅图这边。
And so I have been, you know, practicing law for over 30 years, and I've also been married. For over, oh, I better get this right. I've been, I think 33 years, 34 years. I think it's 35 years.
Okay. 我从事关于法律方面已经超过30年，然后我也是有一段35年，为期长达35年的一个美满的婚姻。
And now we have two grown kids, and they are also married.
现在我也有两个已经成人的孩子，他们也现在也结婚了。
So again, Terry, my wife Terry, and I've lived on Mercer Island for over 33 years.
我和我的妻子 Terry 也在 Mercer Island, 生活了超过30年了。
So that's just a little bit of the background of who I am.
这些就是关于我大概的一个背景资料。
那我们知道您是四年前当选为穆斯岛的议员的，那么当初您是为什么想要参选这个市议员的？
We know 4 years ago you were elected for the council of Mercer Island. So why did you decide to do this? Or like?
Well, I decided to run 4 years ago. Pretty much for the same reasons I decided to run again for the second term. Again, I've been, my family, we've been on the Mercer Island for, again, over 33 years. And so we love the community. And throughout my professional career, I've also been involved in a lot of community organizations. So public service is something that is very important to me, giving back to the community, and so this is one way for me to do it.
我当时四年前的决定去参加竞选的原因跟我这一次的原因也是一样的。我在 Mercer Island 已经居住了超过33年，然后我非常喜欢，非常热爱这个当地的社区，而且也通过在我专业在我这些工作期间，就是从政期间，我也结识了很多社区的一些机构，然后做了很多公益服务，然后毕竟我也觉得这是很重要的一块，就是去回馈社会。
I also think that my training as an attorney has been helpful while I'm on the council.And I believe that I can make a difference and continue to want to try to make a difference in the community.
我也认为就是作为一个律师来说，对于委员会也是非常的有帮助的，然后也是是非常的有帮助，然后也可以做更多的贡献。
很好啊，那我们知道您有五个弟兄姐妹啊，那你们我也听说包括您在内啊，就是都进了非常好的学校，那么是不是您的父母教导你就是从小就要就是 work hard， 还有其他的就是中国的传统品质？
So we know you have 5 siblings, and all of you are like went to really good schools and universities. So did your parents like taught teach you well, like to focus more on like Chinese traditional
values,
like values and stuff.
Yeah, they did. I mean, my dad graduated from high school in China, and so did my mother. But that's their former education. But they also they valued education, and they wanted to make sure that their kids got as much education as possible.
我的父母都是从在中国的时候是从高中毕业的，然后他们也很重视对于教育这一方面的培养。
And they also taught us the importance of a family, of supporting each other, and also supporting the larger community, whether it's the Asian community or the community where you live.
他们，我父母也觉得就是关于家庭的重要性，就是一家人互相支持对方，互相互帮互助，然后并且也对自己的社区和自己附近的一些群体也是互相支持互相帮助，不管是华裔或者说是别的什么的社会团体，都是一个就是互相支持都是一个比较重要的一个。
嗯，太好了。
Yeah.
Okay.
那对你来说，您虽然上的是像耶鲁啊，还有宾夕法尼亚大学这样的名校，对你来说，学习很难吗？还是就通过您的勤奋努力，就是很容易就过去了？
So you went to Yale and Penn University. Did study like very hard for you, or because like you're very smart and so it's not like very hard, like because they're like like really good schools and the study and education might be really intense.
I would like to say that I was really smart, but I had to work very hard. Coming from Franklin High School, which was a very good high school, I could see that there was a difference in the education that somebody would get from public schools and what a lot of students were getting from going to private schools.
我其实很想说我是很聪明的，但是我的确为学习其实花了很多心思在上面。我是从 Franklin 高中毕业的，然后也能感受到就是民办学校和私立学校之间其实有很大的不同。
The other thing that was striking when I went to college was the difference in wealth. And because again, I grew up my parents owned a corner grocery store, small corner grocery store. And we never, at least I never, felt that I was poor because we always had food and, it just wasn't that important. But when I went back to college, it didn't take very long to realize how much wealth there really was and how wealthy some families were.
有一点就是我到了大学以后非常震惊的就是关于贫富就是财产的重要性，因为我父母拥有一个比较小的一个百货店，对，然后所以我不觉得自己家庭会比较贫穷或者怎么样，因为吃得好也住得好。那直到我到了大学以后没过多久就发现其实不是这样，就是毕竟大学学费也是很大的一块，然后
他见到有钱人是怎么有钱？
对对对。
所以这个经历就对您有很大的触动，所以到了大学您就更加勤奋的努力学习，是吗？
So because of that, that's the main reason for you to like study harder in the university?Is that true?
No, I just had to. I had to study hard just to make sure I got out, you know, make sure I graduated. I mean, so I am accustomed to working very hard. And so that's, I think, one of the attributes, one of the things I would, you know, I hope that I've brought to the council. Working hard is part of being on the city council. There's a lot of meetings that you have to go to. There's a lot of committee meetings you have to go to, and there's a lot of other events that you need to go to. And you also need to spend time talking to the community. So I also work full time, and so it's a matter of trying to balance my work plus work on the council plus, again, meeting the folks in the community and right now also campaigning for re-election.
就当然就是我努力学习也是为了毕业，然后我觉得就是认真工作努力学习这一块就是也可以，其实也是很重要，就是对于委员会来说也是很重要，就是因为我要参加很多的会议然后活动，然后也要花时间去跟社区里面的人去交流，然后而且我也有一个全职工作，所以这所有的一切就是在于如何平衡工作然后委员会议会那边的工作，而且现在也有竞选活动那一块的，就是所有的时间都要平衡的很好。
我们知道您作为一个大律师啊，那个时间都是有价值的，但是呢，作为市政厅的议员呢，几乎就像是一个义工。那么您为什么愿意花出您宝贵的时间来做这些几乎是义务的工作呢？
So we know you're a very big attorney and you're like time is money and, but the working as a councilman is like almost like volunteering for the community. Why did you decide to like spend a lot of time in the council?
Yeah, again, it's doing this type of volunteer, you know, again, it's almost volunteer. So doing this type of volunteer work is really important to me personally. I get a lot of personal satisfaction from doing it. And, you know, it's clearly not about the money. I feel, again, that I'm in a position with my experience to be able to make a difference. And that's what I'm trying to do.
这个工作对我个人来说是比较很重要的一块，然后从这个工作上面我也能感受到快乐，然后这些其实跟钱没有太大的关系，我只是想为这个社会做一点贡献，然后能做出一点不同，然后能改变一些什么。
So even before joining or being elected onto the council, throughout my professional career, I have always been involved in different community organizations, and so serving on various boards. And so it's something, that I enjoy doing, and it's important to me.
甚至在加入委员会之前，我也参加过很多公益服务，然后结识了很多公益组织，然后我很享受做这一类的，我很享受从事这一类的活动，并且在我职业生涯中我也碰到了很多热爱这一方面的人去从事这个行业，然后我也觉得这个对我来个人来说很重要。
我们知道其实华人呢，就是在不管是大西雅图地区还是Massillon 的，就是很多华人只是要过好自己的日子，就是不是非常热心于像您这样社区服务啊，或者 做这样的为社区做工作，特别是参政议政的，那您最开始参加这些工作的时候，有没有一个有没有一件什么事情激励你去做，还是你本身就想回馈社会？
So like a lot of Chinese people here, like either in Seattle, greater Seattle area or Mercer Island, they just trying to live a life or something. It's not like you're trying to be more involved in the community and politics, I would say. Is there something like specific
inspired
you to get involved, or is like you just want to do public service, like because personally?
I think there is a personal desire that I have to continue to be involved in helping my community. But if you're thinking about an inspiration, I will probably have to say that my father was always interested in politics. And he sort of viewed himself as a FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat. This is, again, back in the 40s. And we always ended up in our house growing up talking politics. And so that's something that sort of has continued. And even when Terry and I, as we raised our kids, we also talked politics. So we do it all the time. And perhaps that's why I was interested in politics from a very long time. And, you know, I majored in political science at Yale.
Mm-hmm. 从个人的角度出发，我是更希望去帮助这个社会。但是如果要说灵感的话，应该是从我父亲那边来。我父亲经常，原来非常喜欢讲一些政治方面的话题，然后在家里我们也会经常讨论关于政治方面的事。并且我和我妻子 Terry 在家里的时候，就是跟孩子一起也会经常聊一些关于政治方面的话题。
好，我们接一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
老上海，新天地。为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆上海上海是一家精致而时尚的餐厅，这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地，电话425-453-2828，425-453-2828。
西雅图中文电台携手西雅图中美总商会，将于9月2日星期六在 Bellevue 的希尔顿大酒店举办中美企业家论坛首届西雅图高峰会。
届时，美国智库布鲁金斯学会中国中心主任李成博士，美国总统川普的亚太顾问王田，奥巴马前总统的商务部全国副主管申克里和亚马逊公司副总裁李南燕等都将在上午的主会场做专题报告。
下午的峰会场将邀请科技、创业投资、教育留学、房地产、中美贸易、移民、法律、医疗保险等领域的知名企业和个人进行演讲。
9月2日的晚宴包括州市政府官员致辞、精彩的文艺演出以及抽奖等环节。
大西雅图地区本地人士参会费用168元起，详情请登录西雅图中文电台网站 chineseradioseattle.com 或致电206-619-8698 206-619-8698查询。
这是思想的华山论剑，这是智慧的巅峰碰撞。
9月2日中美企业家论坛，我们不见不散。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到莫瑟岛的市政厅议员 Benson Wong。 那 Benson 呢今年也在竞选连任啊，就是莫瑟 Island 的市政厅的议员。Benson 他的经历比较传奇啊，他父亲是曾经参加二战的那个美国军人啊，都是从中国移民过来的。那他自己呢是跟五个弟兄姐妹一道出生在美国，自己是上的是名校，后来在西雅图从事那个律师工作30多年，在 Moss Island 也住了30多年啊。那么他非常热心公益事业，一心回馈社会，所以呢在繁忙的律师工作之余呢也在Moss Island 的市政厅担任议员啊。那我们非常有幸的请到 Benson 来到我们的节目。
It's our pleasure to having you today.
Yeah, just briefly review what's your experience we know so far. So, 那我们知道，Benson 出生在美国，而且呢，结婚也是35年左右啊，工作也33年，在 Moss Island 也住了30多年。那我想，您在美国也好，在大西雅图地区也好，经历了很多的变化。那我们很想知道您在这些年的变化当中有没有什么有趣的经历，或者说有趣的感想跟我们分享一下。
We know you was born in Seattle and you have a happily marriage with for 35 years. And
I hope that's the right number.
And you've been living on Mercer Island like for over 33 years. And you also like seeing a lot like transformation of the city and like greater Seattle area or Mercer Island. Do you have anything like interesting stories like you would like to share with us?
Well, you know, first of all, I will say, let's talk about the transformation of the area. There is, I think everybody knows that this area is growing in terms of the number of people coming here because of the strong economy and all the jobs that are being created.
我想先讨论一下关于这大西雅图地区和莫瑟岛这边的一些转变，就是主要是一块就是人口的增长，然后我们这边也有很强的经济背景，然后也提供了很多，也给人提供了很多就业的机会，然后大家所以很多外来人口都是在逐渐增长，这是一个对于经济来说是一个发展比较迅速的一个。
So one of the things that is happening on Mercer Island that is also happening in other cities around this area is a concern about maintaining the character of their neighborhoods, given all the development and growth that's going around.
所以就是在 Mercer Island 和其他附近的城市当中，一个比较重要的因素也就是保持，毕竟持续增长我们现有的状况，并且争取稳步发展。
So one of the things that the council is doing now is reviewing the residential development standards to see if what changes should be made, and we're also looking at changes to our tree ordinance.So that in order to try to retain more trees.
所以现在我们议会有一个很主要的一个工作，也就是去 研究居民增长，然后还有生活水平的一个提高，并且可以去看一下有哪些改变，有哪些事情是可以改变的。然后我们也发现就是一个很主要的原因就是植被方面，种树那些。
Now I know during the break you asked if there was any story you wanted to share. I think one of the highlights of this summer will be my daughter's wedding that occurred about 3 weeks ago.
在刚刚前面广告的时候，你有问到我有没有什么有趣的故事。一件比较开心也比较重大的事情是发生在三个礼拜之前，也就是我女儿的婚礼。
My daughter has, she now lives in Toronto with her husband, but before she lived 4.5 years, in Beijing.
我女儿现在和她丈夫居住在多伦多，但之前她在北京生活过4.5年。
And she was there studying Chinese, speaking and also writing, and also working.
她在北京学了中文，听说读写，然后她也在北京工作了一段时间。
So the reason why I'm sharing this is that we were talking a little bit about transformation. This is also a transformation of our family.
这也是一个原因，我们前面在讨论关于转变的一个过程，就是我的家庭，我女儿的一些经历和故事也证明了我们家庭也是一个转变。
My wife would probably, she knows this, that I am a protective father.
我妻子知道我是一个很有保护欲的一个爸爸。
So when my daughter tells me on WeChat that she's met somebody in China, of course, I'm very interested.
所以当我女儿微信我的时候跟我说她在中国认识了一个人，然后这整一个事情也是就那个人非常的有趣。
And so we don't know very much. Let me back up. My daughter majored in journalism.
我女儿在北京专业是新闻学。
But when it comes to when it comes to talking or communicating with her parents, she doesn't say very much.
但是当碰到和我们就是女儿跟父母之间的交流的时候，她又显得不是那么的话多，就是也不会说特别的多的东西给父母听。
So we didn't get very much information about this person other than his name is Richard, or you know, so.
Oh yeah, 所以我们除了知道他。认识的那个男生叫 Richard 以外，我们几乎其他什么信息也不清楚。
So, you know, again, she's in Beijing and we're in Seattle.
那个时候他在北京，然后我们在西雅图。
So, of course, I immediately think, who do I know who's in Beijing and who's a friend?
所以当下我想到的就是我有什么认识的人在北京，然后我有什么朋友可以就也在北京可以去帮我把关。
Who can check up on this guy?
可以去看一下这个男生究竟有多好。
Well, the person that I thought about was a former state representative.
有一个我想到的人是之前的一个州议员
，a former King County executive。
之前是一个前任
京郡的执行长，
京郡的执行长
former governor.
前州长。
前州长。
Former Secretary of Commerce for the United States.
之前前任商务部长。
And at the time, he was the ambassador to China.
然后在那个时候，他是中国的外交官，外交
是那个美国驻华大使。
哦，是美国驻华大使。
So I asked my friend Gary Locke to invite them to dinner and to check him out.
所以我让我这个朋友请他们一起吃晚饭，然后看一下究竟是怎么回事。
这个朋友是骆家辉。
Any past?
有什么之前的背景啊，然后就各种信息。
那他们过关了。
Yeah, so.
So they passed.
Yeah,、
oh, he passed
and they got married later. So everything worked out, but it was, you know, it has transformed our family. And so it's just, it was a great time. This is it's a highlight of the summer. And this summer is obviously very busy between working on the council and also campaigning. But we were able to have a wonderful wedding.
所以就是今年夏天来说，从繁忙的工作中能抽身出来参加女儿的婚礼也是一件喜事。
我有个问题，如果当时你女儿的男朋友没有过关，或者说你自己不喜欢他，那你会怎么做？
What if he didn't pass, or like you didn't like him? What would you do by that time?
I admit I gave him a hard time, but I'll tell you one story and then that'll be it. But I did ask him to tell me one thing about him that I should know as a father, and that was a question I had for him.
所以其实我也没有让她男朋友怎么好过，也问了很多比较犀利的问题。然后有一个问题就是说，从他的角度，我应该知道一件什么事情？
就是应该让。
对，应该让做爸爸的知道，就是应该从这个男生身上，他也应该知道一些什么。
And my daughter wanted to answer that question by saying he's responsible and hardworking.
然后我女儿就是想替他回答说，是有责任感并且勤奋努力。
But I told my daughter I didn't want to hear from her. I wanted to hear from him.
但是我跟我女儿说，我不想听她说，我想听那个男生回答。
And with a straight face and looking right at me, he said he loved my daughter.
然后那个时候，他很严肃的看着我，跟我说：“我爱你的女儿。”
So basically, at that point, I knew I was I knew I had lost because my wife Terry, she said.She basically at that point fell in love with Rich, and so there's no matter what I said, it didn't matter.
所以不管我说什么，至少我女儿找到了她的真爱，她找到了一个爱她的人。
是她太太也喜欢上了。
对她太太，对她妻子也喜欢上
了。再说什么没用。好，我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。
松鼠桂鱼从苏州游到了西雅图，苏州的白斩鸡也飞到了西雅图。坐落在 Bellevue 140街的苏州大红云餐馆是西雅图地区第一家正宗苏帮菜餐馆，由从厨苏州德月楼的赵师傅亲自掌厨。吃正宗苏州菜，请到苏州大红云餐馆，电话425-641-6011。
走在大红云餐馆，刚溜菜，米蛋汗的不得了。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么，我们需要怎么样做，才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物， 因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪，和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方，帮助您的邻居。灾难过后，以身边的人齐心合力，团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播五周年。
欢迎回到西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。那今天我们的嘉宾是 Mercer Island 的市政厅的议员 Benson Wong， 他正在寻求连任。那 Benson， 我们很想知道您连任的话，现在呢有两个挑战者，您认为您比他们更加适合这个工作的原因是什么？
Today our guest is Mercer Island Councilman Benson Wong, and he's one of the candidates for the primary councilman this year. And so you have two other candidates competing with you. What do you think you have something that they don't?
Yeah, why you are more qualified than them?
It's not a matter of being more qualified. I like to point out the things that I believe make me a good candidate. And one of them would be that I have the right experience. And also the commitment to hard work. And so what I mean by right experience is that this first term has been incredibly busy.
我相信就我来说，我有比较多的合适的经验，然后也是我对于认真工作就是比较对，就是我认真工作，然后也是很然后也是就是
致力于努力工作，
对然后关于就是适合的经验或者说是过去的一些经历来说，因为第一轮的选举
不是他的上一上
前一
上上一期
的是
上一任
是上一任的那个选举非常的忙，
不是他在任期内刚刚。因为他现在是在任的那个议员，他的这个任期内就很忙。
所以行。
Yeah, we had to deal with a number of issues, including our dispute with Sound Transit.
所以我们也面临着很多的一些问题，就是有一个就是关于
跟轻轨电车的游戏那个有一些谈判，
对，就是跟就是上的那个公司的那个谈判是吧？
And we also changed our town center development code, and again are looking at our residential code.
然后我们也
就是这个
城中心市
中心的一个发展的一个规划，
还有就是居民区那一块的规划。
So given my experience during the first term and also my training as an attorney, I believe I can jump right in. I don't have a learning curve, and I can jump right in to start tackling the difficult issues that will face Mercer Island during the next 4 years.
所以就是根据我目前的经验，然后也是从事律师这个行业，我可以就是如果连任了以后，我可以立马进入一个工作的一个状态，就不需要再就是有一些接手的事情啊，然后
不需要培训啊，
对。
And again, I mentioned my commitment to hard work. And again, being on the council requires literally hundreds of hours. And I am somebody, if you vote for me, you know that I can do the hard work. I want to do it, and I'm committed to doing it.
然后就是从致力于认真工作，然后努力回馈社会这一方面，就是也是关于议会这一方面，就是几乎就是一天到晚都是在工作的一个环境下面，就是一直都是在就是一直都是致力于公益服务，然后回馈社会这一块。所以如果大家选我的话，你可以知道我在这一方面的经历和经验，然后也可以相信我对于工作这一块的一个承诺吧。
So during the next 4 years, there's a few things I would like to work on.
所以在接下来的四年里面，我有接下来有一些事情我会着重去改进。
As part of the dispute with Sound Transit, Sound Transit will be paying Mercer Island a little bit more than $10 million.
所以就是关于跟交通轻轨公司的一个谈判，他们承诺会给 Mercer Island
不是承诺要谈下来，
所以就是要谈，然后争取他们可以付到超过
1000万美元。
So, to make it clear, Sound Transit will not pay this until Sound Transit and Mercer Island sign a settlement agreement.
就是轻轨公司他们直到我们和 Mercer Island 有合同签下来以后，他们才会把这笔钱派过来。
And that settlement agreement is still being drafted.
然后这个合同现在仍在草拟当中。
It will be important for the city to use that money wisely to try to address the traffic problems caused by the closure of the center roadway.
然后这笔钱希望就是能很好的用于改善通往 Mercer Island 那一条高速公路，
是这样，就是
中间的那一条吗？
对，现在就是 I-90 这个大桥，中间的那个以前的快速通道，因为修轻轨的原因被关闭，所以呢，对岛内的居民有影响。所以现在就是市政厅，以那个 Benson 领头的市政厅的成员跟轻轨公司在谈判。就是希望他们能够补偿这方面的施工对岛内居民的影响，所以呢，这个谈下来的话，这个钱也要用在改善就是这个居民的交通的方面，能够减缓这个修轻轨对那个岛内居民的负面的影响，这样子。
Another area that we need to work on and that I want to work on is to stabilize the city's finances.
另一块我们想改善的是去稳定
市政府的财经状况。
市政府的财经状况。
We need to make sure that we have the money to meet the needs and expectations of the community.
我们需要确保这些钱都可以满足岛上的居民，然后也可以也和他们的希望。
Another area that I want to work on is on improving Mercer Island's emergency preparedness in the event of a natural disaster like an earthquake.
还有一块我们就是想改善的是莫瑟岛上面关于自然灾害的那一块的紧急救援。
准备、就是、
准备，然后也是一些防范措施那些。
对对对。
对
yeah, because obviously if there is a major disaster, Mercer Island will be cut off. Yeah, Mercer Island will be cut off.
因为Mercer Island 其实它是一个岛，就是如果说有地震或者什么自然灾害，它有可能就和外界就会断了联系，或者说是就会比较就是交通然后方面会比较麻烦一点。
Yeah. So those are just some of the things I want to work on and again try to help Mercer Island become even a better place to live than it is now.
当然这些只是我以后想改善的一部分工作，当然还有其他更多。然后我也是想致力于帮助岛上居民有一个比现在更好的居住环境和生活条件。
啊，我们今天节目时间有限，今天非常有幸的请到 Mercer Island 的市政厅的议员 Benson Wong 来做客我们的美国故事栏目。在节目的最后呢，我其实还有很多问题，但是我们节目时间有限，所以呢，我就想问简单的两个问题啊，就是如果有我们的听众朋友想要支持 Benson 王先生的话，有什么途径？
So because of the time limitation, so we have two more questions for you.
Okay.
One is like if we want to support you or vote for you, is there any like other ways we can do that or approach?
Yes, I mean, you still have time to register in person. You have until Monday, July 24. And if you can't register in time to vote in the primary, you can still registerfor the general election, and you can do that online at King County elections. And there is a, for those who are more comfortable reading and speaking Chinese, there is a button you can actually, at the King County elections, you can get your ballot and everything else in Chinese.
So the website is King County
yes,
election.
Yeah.
所以就是在下周一七月二十四号之前，如果你可以亲自去登记去投票，然后如果说你没有办法及时投，在下周一没有办法的话，就是是主要投票嘛？
不是，就是那个初选的登记的截止日期是下周一二十四号。那么如果错过这个初选的话，那个大选还有时间，那就希望大家到 King County Elections 的网站上去登记。那最后一个问题呢，我们想希望那个 Benson 给我们华人听众，特别是新来的移民讲一句寄语。
One last thing. So,
sure.
We would like you to say something to our new immigrants and our Chinese community, anything like blessings or anything you want them to hear.
I want them to know that Mercer Island is a, on behalf of Mercer Island, I want them to know that Mercer Island is a welcoming community. And when there were some concerns raised about the use of federal agents to pick up undocumented aliens, Mercer Island stood firm in basically making sure that people knew that we were a welcoming community. So I welcome folks who, from wherever they are, you know, wherever they come from the world, they are welcome here.
我们就想让听众知道，就是我们墨色岛是一个非常友好热情的一个社区，然后不管你是新移民还是华人还是别的什么国家或者是什么
甚至没身份的，
对，甚至没身份的人，你们都就是大家都可以，其实都可以去岛上也去参观一下或者怎么样，因为这毕竟是一个比较很友好然后很热情很
但 Base 呢也代表 Mercer Island 的市政府热情的欢迎各位来到墨色岛啊。那今天感谢 Benson， 也谢谢各位听众朋友收听。
Alright, thank you very much for today.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
老公，咱该换车险了。我们同事家选了奥家保险，服务态度好，安全有保障，听说还特别划算，一年能省343块呢。
奥家保险代理，车险防险为您一家保驾护航，详情请咨询206-818-4133，206-818-4133。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。